And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to yet another exciting episode of the Vinny Eastwood Show, broadcasting from the fabulously Fukushima-irradiated South Pacific island-chained paradise nation, with everything nice and green, especially the massive quantities of 1080 poison, which is probably one of the most toxic compounds on Earth, that we dump directly into the native bushland areas and water catchment. You've got to love the environmentalism of this country. It's 100% pure scumbaggery. Speaking of pure scumbaggery, we have a man joining us now who's been at the forefront of exposing scumbaggery and being basically chased around by them for no freaking good reason. His name's Santos Bonacci from UniversalTruthSchool.com. Santos, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Minnie. Thank you very much, brother.
Now, I understand that this is a big issue and a lot of things been going down. So if you'd kind of elucidate for those in the audience who aren't aware, just tell them who you are, what it is you do, and then we'll get straight into what's been happening recently.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, I'm a researcher and have been all my life. I've always studied and uncovered truths, facts, evidence, proof, because that's what I love doing. I love the truth. I want the truth. I need to know the truth, you know. And I speak the truth. It's the best way to go. When you start lying, you have to then create other lies to uncover the original lie. And we know how lies create a lot of hurt among humanity. We see how politicians lie, lawyers lie. In fact, that's what a lawyer is all about, isn't it? Liar. And we see businessmen lying, you know, we're going to do this and we're going to do that and never come up with the goods. And so it's a very hurtful thing to do, and a lot of people are actually doing it and hurting other people. And the only thing you should never do in the universe is injure or harm another living being. And we should never go out of our way to do such a thing. So to uncover the truth is the most beautiful thing. I've always been a very zealous truth seeker. In my younger days, I was a very active Jehovah's Witness, knocking on people's door. If I counted up all the years I did that, I'd probably come to about 30 years of my life. And simply because that's what I thought was the truth, believed was the truth, and shared that with folks. But just recently, in the last decade of my life, I've really applied myself to uncovering truths about this world, and I've uncovered many, many lies that are happening. And because of this, in my presentations on YouTube, I've come to the attention of good people and people who would love to keep perpetrating the lies because it does help their agenda and their money-making schemes. And so when you start uncovering things that you know that you should, because otherwise you would occasion those wrongs, he who knows a wrong and does not uncover it, occasions it. See, there's a saying to that effect. And so, but this does hurt the ones that are perpetrating the great lies. So today what I'd like to do, Vincent, is I'd like to clear up a lot of things with regard to what has happened recently in my life. A lot of folks listening would know quite a bit about me and the fact that I've had an incident.
You've kind of gone a bit silent there, Santos. Can you speak up a little?
Oh, okay. I'll try and get the mic going properly here. I've got a good headset, but probably the mic has fallen over. Is that better?
That's beautiful. And just before you continue, there was somebody on Facebook going, Santos is a pedophile, he's a criminal, he's a fraud. And I go, really? Have you got any evidence whatsoever to substantiate your claim? And they go, Santos is a liar, he's a pedophile, he's a fraud. And I go, block, and the scum is gone.
Yeah. Look, that's the sort of thing you need to do. I wish I was good at doing that, Vincent. Unfortunately, I have self-imposed. I'm not on Facebook and the big social media networks because I used to deal differently with those type of people, and it's gotten me into a lot of trouble. So, first of all, you know, I would love to say that one day I would like to go back on Facebook. A lot of people are asking me to do so, but I need to be 100% sure that I won't treat people, imbeciles like that, of a very low mentality, possibly of a retarded gnat. You know, I shouldn't be retaliating to that sort of thing, and I've been caught doing that, and it's hurt me, and partially I haven't been able to forgive myself for, you know, some of the cruel and nasty things that I've retaliated and said to these types, because I do love the truth that I'm sharing with people. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not saying that it is 100% ridgy-bidge, take it to the bank. I just put the facts, the proofs, and the evidences out there for people to see, and they can make their own minds. Most people out there, there's a lot of good people out there who really appreciate what I'm doing, have benefited, and that's great. But as for me, I've tried to keep quiet for the last 10 months. I used to do a lot of radio shows and a lot of presentations, but I've tried to stay out so that I can concentrate on myself and correct this little fault in me, big fault in me, where I retaliate when people attack what is good and pure and what is loving and truthful, because all I want for this world is for it to be in a better place. We can be. We have so much potential. You know, when I was Jehovah's Witness, I used to talk about God's kingdom coming, and it will come, you know. And I used to teach people that Jesus said that the kingdom of God is within, and we have this great potential. We have the potential to have all our dreams satisfied. We've all got dreams. I'm sure no one of the listeners today is 100% happy. How can you be? How can you rest at night and sleep when you know that Gaza is happening, Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Ukraine, Sudan, this condition of perpetual war that is going on,
I came up with a joke about Israel yesterday. What is an Israeli girl used for protection during sex? An Uzi.
Yeah. That's what I do love about your light-hearted sense of humour, Vinny. It's been great to have that. I wish I could be a little bit more light-hearted like that. So good on you, brother. Appreciate it very much.
Well, sometimes it's really difficult to actually see the light when you've got your head buried in the dark, trying to expose it, kind of thing. It's like sometimes. I don't know, it's like crawling into a cave, and after a while, the light from the cave opening is no longer visible.
Yep, sure. So if you can have a bit of a sense of humour about it, you can lighten your heart and you can get through this, you know. Sometimes, though, the depression and the fear that we are forced by duress to experience, hence all the high rate of suicide, in the world today, in the West and in the East, you know, just people,
especially among men.
Yeah, and these are the things that I'd like to see ended. And I know that in my presentations about syncretism, because that's the subject I do, I won't be using any other word to define and describe what I do. It's syncretism. Syncing is the art of merging all things, rather than division, which is the opposite of syncretism. Divide and conquer is the modus operandi of Rome, has been for a couple of thousand years, as Rome has been in power and still is, together with the Anglo-Saxon crown, Commonwealth Empire. This is what I will explain today. I want to explain how it is that awful things are happening and why it is that awful things are happening in the world today, and how we can remedy and rectify these things, and how we can be in a better place very, very quickly if we all awaken. I don't like talking about revolutions. It's a great word, but it has been stigmatized. I think we can call it an awakening. When one awakens from a ignorance or a terrible situation and finds that there is a better way of doing things, it's just beautiful. It's a transformation. So I believe that we are in an age of transformation. I look around at humanity today and I see that everyone is awakening on many, many levels. And no matter who and where you look for this awakening, even amongst the oligarchic controllers and the feudal types that have been behind the scene, behind government, and they are the machinations behind the government that have ruled for such a long time, I see also an awakening there. And what I would like to do today, Vinny, is basically appeal to one and all and to embrace this wonderful age that we live in. It has a very wonderful side, even though there is all the awful, nasty bits like wars and famine and poverty and pensioners who are struggling more and more by the day as utilities go up and up, and depression and suicide is taking many beautiful people off this planet. And it leaves a trail of hurt, and there's so much sickness, and people are on medications, and it's just not nice. And we can fix that. And so we need to come from a good place ourselves. And, you know, I offer forgiveness to anyone that I've ever unintentionally, or I wouldn't say intentional, because I've never, ever gone out of my way in my life to intentionally harm or injure a living being. And so I offer forgiveness, and I hope that one and all will forgive me for anything of hurt that I have ever done. And hopefully, I can start on my path of being forgiving and loving and never retort or react in a nasty way. We all have this...
I think you just need to get reacquainted with the block button. Like, I block like 10, 15 people a day. It sounds like there's a really stressed out chicken in my office. It's like, block, 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 block. You know, I mean, what's the point? And here's the thing. The real thing about Facebook and about comment sections, YouTube or whatever, is that if you're being insulted by somebody, for you to not actually feel any of that intention, any of that insult in any way, shape or form, you'd have to be a stone, right? So basically the reason why I block people is because I actually can't deal with abuse. I don't block people who are, a little bit slow or something and need something explained. I block people who are actually abusive.
Yeah. Yeah, gotcha. Look, I get that. Fortunately, I don't get a lot of it. For some reason, I've been protected from that kind of abuse. I see others who are doing a similar work to me, that get a lot of abuse. And, but even when I get that little bit, I, haven't really, reacted properly. So, hopefully that can be, that's a thing of the past. And I do want to say that, for people who don't know anything about what I do, you can easily find out by clicking on the internet and putting in the name Santos Bonacci. That's the name that I use for my presentations, for my music. I have been a musician most of my life, and I've used that name simply because Santos... My true name that was given to me was Santo. I was named after my grandfather. I'm a southern Italian Calabrian, and that's the tradition for the firstborn to be named after their grandfathers. But since I played Spanish guitar, Santos, which is a Spanish version, as Many Spanish names have a singular and a plural version, like Marco, Marcos, Carlo, Carlos. I embrace that, and so all you'd have to do is go to the internet, put that name in, and you can put the word syncretism in after that, and there's many radio shows and presentations. And I would like to say that people like yourself, who I interact with because we are truthers, I would like to use that word, researchers, truthers, rather than you know, sovereigns or whatever other words have been used, because a lot of people have the wrong idea of this and think that we have some kind of wrong intentions, etc. Well, no, we are human beings, or should I say, we are part of humanity and of mankind. We have feelings, we have love in our hearts, and we just want to revert back to a lawful world. The law is there, universal law. Call it natural law, God's law. Some people call it God's law. But what we've found is that, you know, our governments have enacted many statutes and acts and bylaws and these type of legalities. You know, these are legal codes, right? And see, these get in the way of law. So I want to make that clear. What is lawful and what is legal are two different things. What is lawful is universal. You know, the universe has its laws, and we obey those laws. And for mankind, there was only one law for all of history, up until just modern times, really, and especially with the advent of the Roman Empire. Rome had a lot to do with which created a civil code, you know, which is totally a different thing to what you would call common law. And we, the people that I deal with, my group of people, I want to establish this and make this clear for people. We are lawful people. We want to live by the rule of law. You know, do not injure other people. Fulfill your contractual obligations. If you have a wedding signature on a contract and you've stipulated certain, you know, agreements, well, you should fulfill those because that's a contract. That's contract law. And that falls under this, universal law. But as for legalities and codes and things like that, those are nice for societies should they agree to, if you join a club, that club will have codes and, you know, and rules. And so if you sign up, you should, you know, abide by those rules. So let's take, for example, road rules, okay? Most people think that that's the law. And you see, a police officer will say, well, I'm representing the law. And and he will often refer to the law. Well, really what they're doing is they are enforcing policies, their own policies. And since they've sworn an oath and they are public officers and public servants, they are the ones that are obliged to keep those. I'll give you a small example. If you're travelling in your car, you can be considered to be a driver. The word driving comes from droving. When back in the day, the drovers would put their sheep on the road and move them from one station or one farm to another, and they would graze on the side of the road. Now, they needed a license to do that because they were making money from it. And they paid for that license, and hence they had to pay for the privilege and the service and the benefit of being able to use the roads because they were dealing in a commercial activity. But it has always been so by law that if you are traveling on the road, you are not engaging in commercial activities, hence you do not need a license. And you are not driving, you are traveling. So, and these are the things that modern-day policemen all around the world have not been trained to understand. So they really do think that they are, you know, causing people to follow the law, whereas they are not when they are imposing their codes on people. So if you were to, and the trick, the funny thing is now, the trick that they play now, is that they have commercialized all the licenses. So if you turn your license over, you'll find that it's a commercial license. So they presume that now that you are doing something commercial. Now, so let me address my situation. In the media, it is known that Santo Bonacci, and that's two names, by the way, and I'll explain how it is very unlawful in a moment how to use two names, what we call the first and the second name, to advertise or to, use that person's or that man or woman's name in the public domain. It is unlawful, okay, and it is also illegal. So a lot of the listeners know that Santo Bonacci or Sam Bonacci, that's what my family and friends, a lot of my relatives and cousins called me back in the day when immigrants from Italy came over. Salvatore and Santo were called Sam or Samuel. And so I've had two legal names all my life. I've had Santo and I've had Sam. Okay, so they've advertised in the local papers in Victoria that Santo Bonacci has two warrants out for him, and one is for supposedly unpaid tolls, and another one is for contempt of court. Now, I'd like to talk about these and clear a lot of things up because
I always find confusion. I always find that the whole practice of you're in contempt of court to be really ironic, considering the court is contemptuous towards the justice in general.
It is, Vinny. What I'm going to explain today is I'm going to explain to the listeners who care to know the truth how most of your courts out there, if it's not the Queen's Bench or King's Bench, or if it's not, a trial by jury, I was about to say jury trial, which is not what you want. You want a trial by jury. If it's not one of those, and if you're not judged by a tribunal, minimum of three judges and 12 of your peers, forget about it. Do not even turn up in court because it is a commercial court and they will drag you into a jurisdiction or a country of a different jurisdiction and you will pay. You will pay. Many of our beautiful brothers and sisters in this country are in jail because they did not know that they were handing over their right and they were being turned over into a jurisdiction that they did not know anything about. So I'm going to clear that up too because most of our courts are de facto. They are not courts de jure. We have a de jure government, friends. But we also have a de facto government, which is commercial and corporate. And our Prime Minister over here, Tony Abbott, is not a de jure Prime Minister. He is a de facto corporate Prime Minister. And I will explain how all this is. The de jure side, see, we have a constitution, we are a republic, and a commonwealth. So the de jure government is there. Many people do not know how to access it and don't know how to bring to use it and how we can reestablish it in this country. It's a not-for-profit government. Whereas you can go to Google and you can realize this immediately. The original seal for the de jure government is the lion and the unicorn. Most Australians will be familiar with this seal of the Commonwealth government, the lion and the unicorn. Now, over the last, 70 to 100 years or so, the corporate side of the government, which is for profit, has tried to camouflage their institutions and pretend to be the de jure government. Now, their logo, their seal, is the kangaroo and the emu. When you see that, and you'll see that in all our courts are using the de jure, the de facto seal. the kangaroo and the emu, that is not the de jure government friends. Okay? If you're in the United States, the republic, Americans often say we are a constitutional republic, and they are right. But then again, they say that they are democracy, and that's true, because in 1871, was shortly after Abraham Lincoln implemented this the new government for profit in D.C. It's not the non-profit de jure republic of the United States of America. It's called the United States government, and it's in D.C. Okay, so that's the American version of ours, where we have our de jure government is also a republic with a constitution, and the seal of our government is the lion and the unicorn. So, and it's still there. You know, if you go to a true court where 12 jurors are hearing the matter, they will have that seal. The judges, the tribunal, or the judge will have that seal behind him. He won't have any of these tricky other ones that are pretenders, that are corporate, and they are there simply for profit. Hence, all of their procedures, their summonses, their writs, they are all corporate, dear friends, and they are all ecclesiastical. They are all indulgences. The Inquisition is alive and well. Please see my presentation called The Vatican Owns Your Soul. And you will learn this. You will learn how it is that the de facto corporate criminal government is harvesting our energy. Hence, they are people traffickers, and they are putting many of us in jail. There should never be debt jails. Our countries were set up not to have them, and yet there are more jails now, and they're all debts. And these are all done with security transactions, bonds, securities, constructive trusts. This is how our so-called justice system is stealing our energy. And we can stop it. We can stop it with love and kindness. Just by knowing the facts, by knowing the law, and by knowing who we are. We weren't meant to be harvested. Our energy was not meant to be harvested. These so-called judges and politicians, these public servants, they were supposed to serve us. Man created government. No government created a man or a woman. They are there to serve us and to protect us, our property, and to protect themselves from their own harm. But see, what they are doing now is causing us harm and them harm. Because when people wake up, and they will, it will not be very nice to know that they have lost so much energy and time going through these administrative courts. And by the way, the court that I was processed in, the Dandenong Magistrates Court, is owned by a Chinese consortium of investors. It is not Australian owned. We do not own that court. They're all being privatized, friends. And the stockholders want only one thing, profit. So those lovely or otherwise Chinese businessmen that have bought the Dandenong Court that processed my so-called, debts, tolls, which I will explain in a moment, were not, in fact, debts, and we should never have to pay tolls because we are exempt and we live in a prepaid system.
Not to mention the fact that all of our taxes paid to build all of the roads and all of the bridges and everything that is now getting tolled and taxed and everything anyway.
Yeah. It's very sad that the ignorance of the beautiful people in this country has hurt them so much. I take it personally. I take it hard. It really
It hurts me. I was a street musician, street performer for 12 years from 2000 to 2012. And I performed in the centre of the city of Melbourne, beautiful city, and for 12 years. And I can't tell you how many homeless people and suffering people, depressed, mentally ill, pensioners. Every day I practically had these type of people begging me to be able to share some of the takings, and especially pensioners. And they would cry. Not because they didn't have money, because they were ashamed.
They were ashamed that they had to ask somebody who has their hat out on the curb playing some songs for a little bit of change from people's pockets. They had to ask that person for money.
Yeah, when you get old, you don't want to be seen to be begging. You don't want to be seen to be struggling. You wish that family would support you, and you wish that your pension would cope to pay the bills, etc. And all of these are a scam. I will explain this. If you have a look at my presentation, a video called Santos Toll Dodger. It's 20 minutes. And you'll get the correct version, not the Channel 7 one where they basically just rubbished me and belittled me, because of course Channel 7, 9 and 10 are all owned by private consortiums, you know, Murdoch, Rothschild, Windsor, and all of these families that have big, big, big investments in this country, and they cannot afford the truth to escape. They cannot afford pensioners to know that their utilities are not built. They'll never receive, because all of your power, all of
the... We're having some real problems with your connection there, Santos. Can we, Sean, would you be able to disconnect Santos and then reconnect him? It should be able to work fine once he comes in again. And I was thinking about this the other day, is that when you're paying unjust taxes to criminal scum, it's really strange. It's like the mafia treats you better. Like, if you pay protection money to the mafia, you actually get protection. But if you pay tax on your petrol to the government to maintain and build the roads for you, they just charge tolls on the roads instead after they're done, and give out 50-year contracts or something of that nature to a foreign corporation who says, oh, we need to recover our money from these slaves somehow. Let's toll their roads every day. And Santos is back.
Yeah, it's true. Look, the only people who make any money from EastLink, which is the big tollway system in Melbourne, is one family called the Salteri family. I've exposed this. I've done it gently and kindly. I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to hurt this family. I don't want to hurt the de facto Australian. I don't want to hurt any members of the bar, judges, politicians. I want to urge them to come out of the shadows and to be honourable, and to stop this people trafficking that is going on. That's all I want to do. I have enough love, I hope, for humanity and for myself to want better for all of us. You know, paradise is just a stone's throw away. The kingdom of God is within. It's nowhere out there. We all have a spark inside of us, and we can have a much, much better world. And we can do that. We can bring that better world on quite quickly. All we have to do is default to a de jure system. We have to stop committing this grave crime that we are committing, by operating a de facto system with a debt currency notes money. You know, it's not real money. So I'm going to go into that. I'm probably jumping a little bit here, but I will try and go slowly, explain clearly all these things that I'm trying to get out, because I really do want folks to be able to see with their eyes wide open how we can quite easily rectify all the wrongs that are surrounding us. And we can do that at the top levels. Hopefully the controllers are also having a change of heart, but certainly down here on the ground, talking to people of all walks of life and all kinds of people. We do see all the wrongs and all the harm that is happening, and we all want something better. We know it's there. It is there. It has to be there, because humanity is just we are one people on this planet. Many varieties or races, as people would call them, many varieties, but it's one people. We all have red blood. We all have souls and spirits. We all have love in our hearts, intelligence to a degree, different degrees of intelligence. We all, we're all looking for love. We all want to be important to other people and helpful to other people. And these are just basic things. And for some reason, our energy is being diverted, and we are being distracted from the true path, from the true work, the good work that we incarnated here to do. We've been distracted by jobs, which take us away from our families and, you know, our core communities where we can, love each other more and look after each other a lot more. And this is all through the de facto fictional corporate for-profit government that has taken over our true governments.
It seems like an episode of The Body Snatchers, basically, like something came in, copied the government, and then pasted it out and then killed the original one, and just, hey, you can't even tell the difference until they come at you going, wah!
Yes, it's a good camouflage. You know, when we look at our politicians, we really think that they are there to look after us. They are not. They can't afford to. They're looking out for the entities that are hiding behind the curtains, that are pulling their strings, that are putting money into their back pockets. And believe you me, every one of these deals that these politicians make, why was Tony Abbott winking to the Japanese Prime Minister a couple of months ago on TV when he turned around to his left and he winked as he was talking about the partnership that we're gonna make with the Japanese? Because he knew that behind the scenes, every deal that they strike generates millions for them in their Swiss bank accounts. Now, we'll go into this. It's time for these guys to come out and be honourable.
Just thinking, how is this possible? Because you mentioned earlier how we've all got love in our hearts and we want to care and be important and so on and so forth. However, sociopaths and psychopaths, I don't think they actually fit that mold, including the mold of they've got a soul. Like, I'm not 100% sure whether or not they can feel love or have a soul. I just got a feeling that they just don't.
Yep. Well, true. You know, I'm not suggesting here that every single one is going to, join us in our beautiful awakening. Because perhaps they have gone beyond the point of no return with their crimes. You know, there's different degrees of evil as there are different degrees of love, as there are different degrees of light and darkness.
And
they
Freemasonry.
Are all true. You know, Freemasonry once, as I've shown in my presentations, was a great school of wisdom where they, you know, a Mason is a carpenter. He works in stone. He builds cathedrals and temples for the glory of God, for the glory of man. You know, and there's so much, you know, when I was in England last year, I went to York Minster. I went to the Vatican. I went to these places where great Masons have built wonderful structures. Now, some of those are wonderful energizing centers, and others are there to sap your energy so that the entities or the individuals using those buildings are benefiting. So once upon a time, there was some de jure, you know, goodness and nobility about being, you know, a Mason. These days, they've been infiltrated by the money powers. Now, to sum things up simply, most of our problems come from funny money, fiat currency, legal tender, debt notes. I'll go into that. It's basically usury. Usury, interest, debt, inflation, all these are very, very harmful words that economists like to talk about and intellectualize. These are harmful. In the de jure government, there's none of that. For instance, in a de jure government, you have a treasury, and that treasury prints non-debt notes. For instance, in 1915, the Australian Commonwealth Government printed these notes, and we built the East-West Railway line, no taxes, no debt, and it was a great achievement. But you see, banksters don't like that, so they creep in with their reserve banks, which have no reserves, by the way, and they lend money to the executive side, you know, to the politicians. Now, once upon a time, the good treasurers, they would only give notes that didn't incur debt, proper notes, you know, and they only did that in measure with how much gold and how much real treasure that they had. These days, with fractional reserve banking, and I please urge everyone to look up, there's so much information on the internet. Look up fractional reserve banking, and you'll see the crime that the banks, the lenders, the merchant bankers, and these entities, they've insinuated themselves into these de jure governments, and they've convinced the political executive branch that they need to borrow money with interest on it. So you've got a pocket full of cash and you think that's all yours. Well, that's wrong. That's incorrect, because it's not. There is debt, and we are debt slaves. We have been enslaved by debt, mortgages, you know, rates and taxes, utilities that keep going up and up and up, you know, and it's getting worse and worse, to the point that, you know, the conversation on people's lips these days is basically how they're struggling. And so this is all due to funny money. Funny money is most of our problems, friends. And this is why, going back to this supposed warrant they advertised in the newspapers, I think all the newspapers in Victoria had Santo Bonacci wanted for unpaid fines. This is a blatant lie. It's a blatant lie. That amount, $136,000, which is basically all, not all fines. This is all, you know, they put charges on top of these things, man. They mount them up, you know. We know what they're doing. This was all paid in full with a bill of exchange. Now, in this country, our de jure government allows us to make our own set-offs, our own currency. It's called lawful currency. You see, when you pay with Reserve Bank notes, you're paying with legal tender, not lawful currency. Okay? So a bill of exchange in the 1909 Bill of Exchange Act, if you correctly make a bill of exchange, and you put some consideration on that, i.e., some stamps, you can pay or set off and settle your accounts. And these public servants are there to enable that. They're supposed to administer these, be the administrators of this process. They're not supposed to require us to use debt notes, legal tender. That's illegal anyway, and unlawful.
Reminds me of my friend Tristan. He was pulled over by a cop one time, and the cop kept trying to give him a ticket, and correspond the license that he was holding with him. And the way he got out of it was going, no, that license isn't me. I'm just an administrator of that account. The cop let him go.
Yeah, for sure. You see, some people have studied the law and they understand what's going on. And so with the bill of exchange, now, that was settled in June, okay? That was paid, and it was not rebutted or returned within the lawful required 72 hours. It was accepted.
I want the world to know this. That bill of exchange, it was accepted. Okay? And so, not only are the newspapers and Victoria Police and the toll people and the judiciary and all of these people involved in defaming my name are dishonourable. There is no honour amongst this corporate de facto government, people. We must deal with this de facto government. There is no honour. So this is a lie. And the reason being is because they can't, because I made so much publicity in Australia and around the world with regard to my case, they don't want people thinking they can run off and follow the de jure lawful government of Australia and set off all of their bills and all of their taxes and all of their rates with their own money. For why should the Rothschild family or whoever it is that owns the Reserve Bank notes, the Reserve Bank, it's a private bank. Please do not think that it is Australian-owned Commonwealth institution. It is privately owned. And whoever owns it, why should we accept that they have the monopoly of money? When our de jure government already allows us to set off all of our debts in this beautiful prepaid system that we have. Let me explain, Vinny, how it is that we have a prepaid system. We are all exempt from taxes, income tax, tolls. We're all exempt. The Magna Carta calls tolls evil exactions. And we, the travellers, the free, are exempt from these. Let me explain how this happens. Before 1871, which I mentioned earlier, when America, the United States of America, the Republic, became a democracy, and it became a, well, it didn't. It was just the de facto commercial for-profit government, D.C., insinuated itself in the lives of Americans and pretended to be a de jure government. And all Americans signed up. They became citizens. An identity as a citizen, a 14th Amendment citizen, which gave them privileges, benefits and services, but basically took away their rights as Republican nationals. You see, what you want to be is a national. We want to be nationals of Australia. We don't want to be citizens of Australia, the country of Australia. A country is a piece of paper. A nation is land. That's the de jure side. And we need to learn this. We need to learn that we are nationals of a nation. N-A-T is natural. Nation, nature. And we need to belong to that. We are an estate unto ourselves. We are land unto ourselves. We are not citizens. A citizen is a person. In the Bible, James 2:9, it says, God is not a respecter of persons, and if you respect persons, you are sinning. Let me explain what a person is. Later on in 1933, the banksters bankrupted all the nations, all the sovereign nations of the planet, and turned them into corporate countries. And took the gold standard off. So no longer were the treasuries and the Commonwealth banks of these nations, no longer were they borrowing according to how much gold they had. So gold was taken out of circulation. FDR required that all the American nationals handed over their gold and did not return it. And so when you take away the gold, you must have something to collateralize obligations and contracts, etc. So what they did was they made the people the collateral, the chattel. And so we now are the surety. The people became the surety or the the creditors for this system. Now, this might sound rather nasty to some people. Oh, this is disgusting. You know, how dare they? That's enslavement. That's involuntary slavery. Well, it could be, and it is, because that's how it's panned out. I mean, no one was there to instruct the people that if they knew how to set off all of their bills and taxes, they would never need to go in debt. We were required, we would be able to, you know, have a house and a car. Everyone would be housed. There wouldn't be homeless people. And that was all due to the fact that now we were required to have a birth certificate. So since 1933, gold was removed. All nations were bankrupted. The people became the chattel, the collateral for this condition, this, you know, military bankruptcy that came upon planet Earth. It's a very sad day in a way, really. It was a very sad day, what happened. And the birth certificate now had a new name on it. And that name, when you go to your birth certificate, you'll find that you will have, there's different versions. It depends who owns that birth certificate. Okay? Now, there are different organizations that own them. The Vatican owns some of our birth certificates. The UPU, the United Postal Union of Switzerland, owns many of our birth certificates. The oil people in Arabia, Arabian, I don't know whether I'm using the right word, but the oil cartels there, they actually buy some of these birth certificates. This is why when your child is born in hospital, the nursing staff is very, very eager for you to register the birth of your child and get them a birth certificate, because they believe that you're going to get benefits. Well, you are, but you will lose your rights. Now, why is this? Well, the name on that birth certificate is twofold. You have a first name and a second name. Now, that is rather harmless, calling it first and second. But when they call it a given name and a surname, this is where the dangerous part comes in, friends, and you must pay attention. The surname is short for surety name. Now, look up the word surety in a law dictionary, Black's Law, Bouvier's, Bellinger's, whatever. Get a good law dictionary and have a look at what surety means. Now, when you join these two names together, you have created joinder to the jurisdiction of the entity that owns that name. Whether it be the Vatican or whether it be the Bar, the Crown, or the UPU, there's various organisations there, and they presume jurisdiction now. This is why it is very, very safe to go by your given name, because that's, well, you know, that's given. The surety name or the surname.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Santos, we're almost to the end of the segment here. We've got about a minute or two to wrap up, and then we have another whole hour.
Yeah, for sure. I'll wind it down in the next couple of minutes then, eh?
Well, you can't wind it down the next couple of minutes. You've got like a minute.
A minute. Done. Having two names assume that you have two masters. You cannot serve two masters, for you will love the one and you will hate the other. So anyone who is quite happy to go into a court with a summons that has two names on it, and in particular the surety name, you are going to be dragged into a jurisdiction, and it's not the jurisdiction that you think you will have all your rights. So let's leave it at that, and I'll elaborate on that after the break, because this is where many have harmed themselves and where many judges have harmed others in this corrupt and very, very awful system that they are operating.
And also, like, if you're coming straight up to the beast and you're stabbing it right in the bowels, it comes down on you like a ton of bricks, doesn't it, Santos? You've seen it. So many other people are doing similar things, have done it. And I think myself and Thomas Sheridan, we wanted to analyze this. And it was on a question that I did, can you name me one person who's done the sovereignty, free man or straw man thing that didn't get arrested, harassed or tortured by the authorities, still has all their private property, house, car and boats, didn't lose their children or partner, and currently has a good life, good work, happy family, and with no PTSD or mental social problems? See, some people actually sacrifice their comfort so that others can have a better world. We'll be right back.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Enjoy your
extra big ass fries.
You didn't give me no fries. I got an empty box.
Would you like another
extra big ass fries?
I said I didn't get any.
Thank you. Your account has been charged. Your balance is zero. Please
what?
Come back when you can afford to make
a
purchase.
No.
I'm sorry you're having
trouble. Come
on.
My kids are starving.
Thank you for tuning in to Revolution Radio. Here at Revolution Radio, we believe in freedom of ideas, freedom of speech, but above all, we believe in freedom of existence through self-reliance. This station is 100% listener-supported, and as a fundraising promotion, I have a kick-ass free gift for a $100 donation. 35,000 seeds. 25 years in the freezer. Long-term storable, 54 different varieties. So if food prices go crazy, the shit hits the fan, or if you just want to save tons of money every year by creating your own food like I do, grab our seed pack special. Just look for the banner on the homepage at freedomslips.com. Don't be a statistic. Don't be part of the problem. Be part of the solution. We need, as humans, to start taking care of ourselves and not depending on the megacorps to provide unhealthy, nasty food. Included in this package is also a DVD with 900 survival and off-grid living documents and the offline home canning how to do everything website all on the DVD. So when you're growing all that food, you know how to can it, store it, preserve it, etc. with all these documents. So thank you for tuning in to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I hope that you will pick up this package and start learning to be free. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, where information never sleeps and freedom is one seed that needs to be planted.
What we do in life, it goes in eternity.
Imagine, just imagine.
Imagine a world
where every child and adult will have the opportunity to achieve their dreams.
I believe my inspiration is the answer.
My inspiration is the greatest light.
The greatest energy.
It was born when the universe was sparked into life.
It's within everything.
My inspiration transforms pain into happiness.
And failure into success.
My inspiration inspires lives.
It inspires lives.
It inspires human lives.
My inspiration is always shining like the sun.
But it doesn't mean that it's alive.
For centuries, my inspiration was in prison.
In prison.
In prison.
It doesn't belong there.
Its home is to be known to all people.
My inspiration is in trouble.
We are fighting for its life right now.
Right this moment.
This moment.
Millions all over the world want to go beyond their limitations.
Liberate their dreams and reach success.
The failure of us all to be someone
is the biggest disease
of all time.
Each day our brothers and sisters die.
Please help us to birth this inspiration to life.
And that will stop this disease.
Help us get the word out of our inspiration.
Help us.
Help us.
It's our shared belief for a better future beyond the horizon.
Let's write the future.
Heroism is here.
Stand up and grasp it.
Stand up. Stand up and grasp it.
Stand up.
Stand up.
Stand up.
Stand up for the dreams of all people.
This is Matt Hopp from Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now it's your time to stand up and make a difference or fade away.
Who are we? Where do we come from? Are there other humans in our Milky Way galaxy? What is our real history? What happens after we die? Or what created our universe? What is the purpose of our lives? What evolutionary steps do human societies go through? Who built the ancient monolithic sites found all over the Earth? How do the extraterrestrials travel from star to star system with almost no time passing? Ohio Exopolitics is on at 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Revolution Radio. Join Mark Snyder as he interviews a myriad of excellent guests each Saturday night on Revolution Radio.
At freedomslips.com.
Hi, this is the voice known as Tammy Pepperman. Have you ever thought about how this seems like a farm? The food comes with daily recommended allowance, just like any other farm animal. If you get out of line, you get prodded, slapped, or killed if you're too much liability. And if you are not earning your keep, you can find yourself in prison for non-payment of taxes or child support. If you're tired of being farm product, join us every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Studio B, and Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Studio B, right here on Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.